Now 5:13, well, petrol prices around much of the country have jumped up again. And the AA says the increase is not justified. Its Petrol Watch service says while commodity prices have increased a little bit, it's not enough to explain the 3-cent increase. The AA is reiterating its call for a more thorough investigation into how petrol companies set their prices. So does it have a point? ANZ senior economist Phil Borken is right across this. And Phil, evening to you. Thank you.
Hi, Larry.
Does the AA have a point here? Are we being, if I can put it bluntly, screwed?
Well, I suppose it depends on your time frame. If you look at importer margins compared to where they were a few weeks ago, they're actually a little bit lower than where they were. But if you look at them where they were a few years ago, then yes, they are higher. So it all depends on your time frame. Look, this latest bout of petrol price increases has really been more of a global story. Oil prices are up, the currency's lower. Quite simple as that, really.
Right. Okay. So that's why they're up. The dollar's down, prices up. And the price looked like it could be going up a bit further as well, correct?
Well, that's right. Yeah, look, what's driven the oil price higher? Well, there's been a bit of tension in Saudi Arabia, obviously a bit of a corruption cleanup over there, and there's a few tensions between them and the Iranians, and hey, who knows? But so, a bit of risk premiums in price into global markets, and certainly they could push a little higher. Yep.
You say margins are down at the moment, but I think across the board, if we look, say over the last year or two, the margins have actually been up. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's one of the reasons why a review was put in place. We need to decide on what a healthy margin is, how much these petrol companies need to be making to ensure they've got enough to invest, et cetera, et cetera. But if we're just talking about this latest spike, then look, it is a global story.
Right, yeah. And those margins, it's about determining what is reasonable. We have regional discounts as well, don't we? As I understand it, Wellington and the South Island actually pay more for petrol than people at Auckland.
Yep, no, there's some strange dynamics that go on the market. It's all about how far away you are from where the port is, et cetera, and then obviously there's other factors that come into play as well. But look, overall, on average, which economists typically look at, things have been driven by by oil and the currency lately.
I think the last national government, so they were looking at this, it was Judith Collins, who was the Minister of Energy. She recommended the Commerce Commission be granted some extra powers. Do you think that's a good idea going forward, just to keep a check on all of this?
Oh, look, that's a possibility. I don't have a strong view on it. It's one of these things that there's a lot of moving parts here. All I can really say is, and this latest move is really not run about margins, it's more about something else.
Okay, thank you, Phil. Good to talk to you.
Cheers.
Appreciate it. That is Phil Borken, who is ANZ Bank, a senior economist. Now, we're looking to get Megan Woods, the new government Minister of Energy, onto the program. She didn't want to come on. She's given us a statement. She says, "I appreciate the recent petrol price increases are causing pain for motorists at the pump, particularly for those already struggling to make ends meet. I have received an initial briefing from officials at IMBE about this pricing issue after seeking it as a matter of priority. They are due to provide a detailed report to me by the end of November. I am currently taking advice on next steps, including what the process would be for referral to the Commerce Commission." End of statement. News Talk ZB 5:17.